Okay.
So I heard that before I was thinking that for one life, this very life, we can get I can get perfection. But when I heard that it's like not possible, we need few lives, so I got so like it took out my enthusiasm, my become.
Question is, when I started Bhakti Bhajan, I had the impression that in this one life I could attain spiritual perfection and go to Krishna Loka when I died. But then I came to learn a lot and I realized it's not so easy to attain prema. And I heard someone say it takes 3 births, and then I lost my enthusiasm. I lost my determination. So what to do?
So that's why there is less enthusiasm.
No, well, let's look at this question now. There's a principle, it's a center of Bhava Bhakti called Asha Bandha. Asha means hope, Bandha means bound. Bandha, bound by hope. I'm surrounded by hope against hope. So that principle works for every bhakti. We have hope that I'm going to get perfection in this life. And there's many examples to inspire me. Narada Muni, first canto, he got it one life, he went to Krishna. Putna is a witch. The witch, she wore sari, yellow sari like that. And she got Krishna. So why? Because she died in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan has an influence. And dressing like Zoe has an influence. And approaching Krishna. So anything's possible. But we should, so we try, every devotee tries to get perfection in his life. And that drives us on. Our hope, I'm going to make it this life. My Guru Maharaj told me, never think you're not going to make it in this life. Never think for a second you're not going to make it. Just say, think positively and just keep doing bhakti. Anything's possible. That's the proper attitude. But you should also be patient. If I don't make it this life, okay, I'm ready for the next life. My particular outlook, I'm practicing for 50 years. I don't have Krishna prema, I don't have bhava bhakti. So to go to Krishna, I have prema. But I still have some years left. Maybe I'll get prema tomorrow. Maybe next year, 5 years. Or if I take another verse, I'm not afraid of that. I don't care. I'd like to get prema. I'm very enthusiastic to get prema. I think with the blessing of my guru, my bhajan, I'll get prema in this life. But if I take another life, I'm okay for that. I'm going to enthusiastically practice Krishna Bhakti to the last minute. Don't give up, don't be slow. Just turn on the gas and go. Step on the gas and go, I should say. Gas pedal, boom, and go. Don't be unhappy, don't be slow, step on the gas and go. Because, Rupa Goswami says in 5 limbs of bhakti, Pachanga bhakti, if you do these things very quickly, you get bhava. Live in Vrindavan, Shanti Krishna, read Bhagavatam, worship Tarji, associate with myself. Panchanga Bhakti. He says it twice. He mentioned it twice in that Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu. He says, Bhava Bhajaya. Bhava appears, rises, appears in the heart very quickly. What's the word quickly? Matra.
Achirena.
Huh?
Achirena.
Says Alpha Sparsha or something. Alpasparsha Bhava Pajayate. Just a little contact with Vrindavan, little contact with Holy Name, little contact with Bhagavatam, little contact with Sadhu, little contact with puja, you get bhava, prema. The Rupa Goswami is saying, so that's where our hope is in the words of Rupa Goswami. Our hope is Raghunath Das, Rupa Raghunath Pati Haviyakati. I'm eagerly following Rupa Raghunath. If you're feeling bliss and you don't have bhava and prema, imagine how much bliss you'll feel when you have bhava and prema. We're in North Nirvati, we're feeling blissful. What's it going to be like when we get ruchi, nishtha ruchi, bhava? Go crazy in bliss. Too much mother-in-law. Yeah, O-D, M-I-L-O-D, overdose, M-I-L, mother-in-law, O-D, yeah, what's the medicine for that? Take a vacation, man. Tell your mother about it. I'm going on vacation. Why? To get away from you. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.